right, here we go. Hour number two. Professor Eric Carlstrom is back. He has been touring the world or something like that. Eric, welcome back to the program. Great to have you on board again. What's going on? Where you been and what do you see out there?
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's good to continue our extended conversation here. I've got a place in Mexico, and I go back and forth. Mexico is, of course, a different world, different culture, very sweet people. I enjoy it a lot, but it's good to be home in Colorado, where my main place is. So, but during the time that I have not been joining you on a regular basis, I was able to finish up a very long-term project, which has taken a lot of time and energy. It's on my 911nwo.com website under New World Religion ? And in 2011, upon my retirement from 30 years of being a geography professor, I came back to Crestone, Colorado, which is a beautiful little mountain town of about 1,500 people, and moved here full-time. And I had already noticed in my attempts to be activistic around here and try to help situations that most of my efforts were profoundly thwarted. Uh-huh. And that community seemed to be very, very managed with people coming in from outside all the time, from all over the world. And, of course, this is kind of the New World Order city because Maurice Strong moved here in the late 70s, bought up the Baca Ranch, and then within a few years tried to sell off the huge freshwater aquifer to make billions and trillions of dollars. This is the guy who's supposed to be the guy that's saving the planet. Mr. Environment, yeah, the savior of the planet. But also he's a world-class robber baron, good friends of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And the deeper I looked into this, he's supposed to be the father of climate change and all that stuff. The guy had never graduated from high school, for crying out loud. So what we have is a fantastic front man there for the New World Order. And Crestone, Colorado was a place where the 1992 Rio Earth Summit people that were selling this new vision for the whole planet, Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, they moved here and brought all the different spiritual groups and you could say cults.
They had big plans for that area, which did not materialize, apparently. Or am I wrong?
Well, we've had the Aspen Institute move in here, but they moved out because conditions are a little too harsh. Supposedly, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds have made appearances here, as well as the Dalai Lama. So this has been a mecca for these bigwigs, these New World Order bigwigs, as well as the military and, of course, the intelligence agencies. So in 2011, when I retired, long story, I'm trying to make it short, I started this series of articles because that's what a professor does. He reads and writes and does research. So basically, I was doing a literature review. And the question I wanted to answer is Crestone, Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, which is what a conservative commentator by the name of Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Institute had claimed in 1996 in a speech. And so I started researching this, and I wrote 12 big parts, each one basically a short book. And I finished it up with part 13 in the last several months. And so you asked me what I've been doing, and I think it's a kind of a big breakthrough. The title of it is Part 13, Excommunicated from Crestone, Baca, Colorado, parentheses, New World Order, Potemkin Village for MK Ultra Cults, and then Covert Ops, Mind Control, Non-Consensual Experimentation and Targeted Individual Program Cognitive Warfare. So I started this in 2011. By 2013, I realized I was a targeted individual. And of course, my life took a major turn for the worse as I was the target of all these a lot of these you know covert ops intelligence. It was like living in a spy thriller, you know, like Enemy of the State or something like that.
Right.
And I'm still alive, and I've taken the time to research this program, this very odious program called organized stalking, electronic torture. It's got many other names, cyber torture, cognitive warfare is another name for it. And so that's all been on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website, which now has over 2,250 posts on it. So I haven't, wow. You know, I haven't shriveled up and died like I think they kind of want you to do, but I have fought back and resisted, which of course I think now we all have to do that as much as we can. We see these people have come out of the open and they're going for the gold, you know, the gold total control of everyone. But this mind control business is and the targeting program is very, very insidious. It's got a long history. And so yes, me, what I've been doing, that's in the last several months, I did finish that part 13. It's quite, you know, quite a lot of information there. I would recommend people look at it, a lot of diagrams. And I think it gives a pretty good explanation for what has been happening here. By the way, a Potemkin village is a Russian term for kind of a false front village. So it's like a Hollywood mm-hmm. set. Mm-hmm. In other words, we have this we have this illusion of peace, love, enlightenment, contemplation. But in fact, what we have is entirely different. We have the real value I determined here for the New World Order is, number one, the fresh water, which they tried to export and make billions and trillions off of. Number two, I think they're mining brainwaves. I think that the targeting program, which the UN calls cyber torture, is a way for intelligence agencies and militaries and now their private cohorts, coordinating partners, to gather brain data. And this is what's happening with the targeted individual program. These targeted individuals are having their lives interfered with on a massive scale, not only by stalkers, people harassing them on the ground, the flying monkeys, the perpetrators, but they're also being hit with electronic weapons, directed energy weapons, neuro weapons, and apparently it's kind of like we're lab rats. Like they hit us with very, very painful frequencies, and then they look at how our body and our nervous system responds to that, and this helps them then develop a memory bank of the EEG, you know, fMRI and other remote sensing techniques, EEG, electroencephalograph. They've got libraries of these brainwave patterns and once they develop, you say, okay, here's the brainwave pattern for, you know, this ailment or this sensation or this emotion or this pain or heart attack or, you know, you name it. And you have a digital library of those things on your computer, well, then you can send out that EEG of torture, or, you know, pain in the left elbow or whatever, to anybody, anytime. And I think that this is what's happening, is that the people at the top have developed this capability of torturing people remotely, electronically, and the targeted individuals, as we've talked about in the past, have been the guinea pigs for that. Yeah, and yeah. So anyway, I have more and more data that supports this theory. As I say, I'll call it a theory right now. This diagram that I have, I sent to you today. You know, your brain data price ? How much is your brain data worth in money? And then it says cyber torture is about mining a brain. It shows a brain with a dollar sign on it. Have you read the price list? How much is a thought, an emotion, a memory worth in money? What are they worth recorded during torture? This mining of brain data during torture from innocent civilians worldwide is maybe the biggest crime in history. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Nils Melzer, and his team suggests radio frequency spectrum guarding mechanisms controlled by AI to protect so-called targeted individuals from these crimes. I'd like to see that countermeasure. But this is from the Task Force EU Coalition, and the website is www.cyber-torture.com. And so this is what I'm suggesting has been going on here. And of course, I'm probably not the only one here who's been targeted. We've had a number of strange suicides. And of course, the targeting program, the gang stalkers have big parties when their victims commit suicide. It's really quite a sick bunch of people. But they're all over America. They're all over the world. And these are the perpetrators, the perps. But behind them are the exactly. neuroscientists.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind them are the neuroscientists and the military. And so it's a huge system. It's a huge crime system. And so that's what I've been doing, Jeff.
So, well, I wonder how all the technology used to harass and destroy the lives of targeted individuals, TIs, is being used in concert with the bioweapon injections, the depopulation program. With this non-vaccine that they've been injecting in now approximately 6 billion people. And if that same tech is being used to steer or otherwise influence some of this program, I don't know how it would be, but I'm just wondering. Tech is tech, and they'll use it for their ill-gotten gains and evil anytime they want. We've Absolutely. Got a lot of people who have died. My personal estimate in this country is maybe 1 out of 10 in the last 2+ years. That may sound like a lot. And you say, well, no, people would notice that. I don't think they would, especially if the die-off was steady, slow, and you just don't notice it. Until now when you go out, most everyone I've talked to says, there are not as many people out here. And I think there may be up to 30 million dead in this country. That's my take. At any rate, it's too many, however many it is. And they are not slowing their game. People are still taking these shots, believe it or not. They're taking the vax. I talked to a fellow today, nice gentleman, and got off on this a little bit for maybe 60 seconds, 90 seconds. And he's not dumb. He had absolutely no idea of what I was talking about. He accepted the shots as being exactly what they were told through that mainstream media big screen that everyone looks at, and he didn't question it. And I would term him a very intelligent person. There you go. Reality is now what people see on the screen. You know that. That's their reality. And then when they come in with their TI technology, then what is reality? These people, poor people, hear voices. The things they go through. They come home and things in their home are changed, moved, relocated, whatever. It just goes on and on. This is a major program, and they've been using it, I think, to put together another dimension of warfare on humankind. That's my take. You're the pro. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, yes. In fact, you and I have talked about this sixth domain of warfare that NATO and the DOD have come up with, which is called right. cognitive warfare, which is this mind war, neural warfare or neocortical warfare. It has a whole bunch of names, brain warfare. And as it's laid out in a bunch of documents, we talked about one by a French guy named Clouzel. It's really just a dead ringer for the targeting, the gang stalking program. But they talk about how this sixth domain of warfare is supported by all the other five. That's land, sea, air, space, and cyberspace.
Right.
So this would explain why, you know, targeted individuals are being attacked from you know, they're getting flyovers all the time from all kinds of craft there. And of course, they're being followed all the time with cars and whatnot, and just about every kind of vehicle is harassing them, as well as, of course, by all kinds of communications, as well as the direct.
Yeah, what I was trying to, I guess, let me re-encapsulate my thought. This is a whole, let's say it's another division of the military, the psychological TI warfare division. And now they've perfected this entire new agenda of how to attack people with technology, remotely, directly, in many different ways, psychologically to take them down. Oh, and before I forget, look on the left side of the homepage for Dr. Eric T. Carlstrom. You'll find him in Columnists, and the top story under his name is the one he alluded to a little earlier. Excommunicated from Crestone and Baca, Colorado, covert ops mind control, non-consensual experimentation, and TI program cognitive warfare. That's the shortened title. It's right under his name on the left side, so you can find it there.
Yeah, it's a long-winded title, but I've tried to get a lot in there. But really what this shows is that the world we've been living in, as you would know just about, as much or more than anybody, the world we've been living in is not the world that we thought it was, that there have been things going on under the surface that our own government has long-term plans to take us down, to depopulate us, to control us, and, of course, the intel agencies like the CIA have been involved in this since the get-go. And by living in a place like Crestone, Colorado, I have watched this New World Order crowd in operation. And in my attempts to be activistic around here, I mean, just about every Rand Corporation dirty trick has been used on our community, like the Delphi technique and things like that. I was a college professor, relatively focused on physical geography and my students and my research, and fairly ignorant of most of these, a lot of these things. And my education has just really taken off since I retired and written this series, which, of course, includes part 6 on mind control and part 7 on directed energy weapons and part 4 on who the controllers are, which your show.
There's a lot of data under his name, a lot of articles, and they just go on, and each one of them is worthy of a look. It gives you a very interesting peek behind the curtains of black satanic evil. That's what it is. It's awful.
Yes, black ops. And it's funny you mentioned behind the curtain. I kind of call my little one man band Toto 2 Enterprises. Toto, of course, being the little doggy that pulled the curtain back from the wizard. And I've got these 5 websites, and that has kept me going. And of course, my targeting may have something to do with that, because it was 2013 when I realized I was a targeted individual.
No one else has written like you have about this. No one. You are singular. You're the one. So you put it all together. People can access it anytime. There it is. Gang stalking is community-oriented policing. It just goes on and on. And there's a second page more, lots more there. And go to his
It's run out of our sheriff departments. We are called Code 4 Silent Hits. And so the sheriff, will look up your license plate, and on his screen, it'll say Code 4 mm-hmm. Silent Hits. Leave this guy alone or do whatever, But this is coming from DHS terrorist screening database. To the FBI, we are non-investigative subjects. They call us that because we haven't committed any crime, but we are on their terrorist screening database. By the way, targetedjustice.com, which is another large website on this topic out of Texas, has a class action lawsuit, 17 TIs, and it names the FBI and Christopher Wray and Mayorkas of Department of Homeland Security and names about 10 people who are the defendants. And it puts out a lot of very interesting information. For instance, the government itself has admitted that over 97% of the names that they put on these secret a terrorist screening database, which is the watch list, the terrorist watch list, over 97% of these names have absolutely no connection with terrorism.
None.
And they admit that.
Yeah. I know.
And it doesn't matter. They go ahead and destroy our lives anyway. And what they do is they send out, and this is also in the lawsuit, they send out kind of all points bulletin to over 16,000 corporations and entities and government agencies to be on the lookout for this person and to abuse them, to delay, to stall, to give them bad service, to overcharge them. And it would seem that, you know, many people running private businesses are willing to do that. You know, here's somebody who's they get a little, maybe I don't know what they get on their computer screen, maybe a little red flag, and this name, and oh, this person's a potential terrorist suspect, this person is this or that, you know, right. And they'll make up lies, you know, and then certain percentage of businesses will go ahead and cheat you, and this, I deal with this all the time, and I'm sure other targeted individuals do too. So the way, you know, the whole point is to just drive the target crazy and get them out of the out of circulation, is to neutralize them, to destroy their lives. And I just happen to be fairly strong, smart, and stubborn. And I'm going to fight for TIs, and I'm going to fight for liberty and myself. It really is coming down, Jeff, to cognitive liberty, because they now have the tools. And they're developing the tools with these programs to, they want to change the way people think and the way, how they perceive the world
They're working hard on it. And they have a tremendous array of weapons to use to achieve exactly that. Hold on just a minute. We have to pause. We'll come right back with Professor Eric Carlstrom. Stand by. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Professor Eric Carlstrom about this long-standing program of technological mind control and mind influencing in order to terrorize Americans and Canadians and people all around the world. It's a program of individual and group control that has been well documented by Eric beyond anyone else I know of. It's quite a story, and it is never mentioned ever in the mainstream media. It's just not going to happen. So don't look for it there. There are a lot of things going on. Here's I got to find this just a second here. Here you go. The idea that Britain is a free and open society is so incorrect, it's not funny. Where's my story? Here it is. In get this one. In Britain, ministers, as in church-going priests and preachers and whatever, will consult police forces and ask them to be given extra powers to seize knives from suspected criminals' homes. Kitchen knives. You got a paring knife? They're going to take it. So the cops will be right along with this. The minister will say, I don't know, this guy's not acting right, or this woman's acting a little cuckoo, and you better keep sharp objects away from them. So they're going to take kitchen knives away from people in the UK. It's coming here eventually, probably. It's all sickening beyond measure.
Yeah, and of course, UK and US very much in lockstep on these things.
Totally. You bet.
And yeah. You know, the global war on terrorism, perhaps the greatest fraud in history, along with the excuse of national security, because it's got nothing. Their idea of national security is security for the ruling elite. It has nothing to do with the nation or the people in the nation. But it would appear that, you know, that people defer to authority, you know, per the classic Stanley Milgram experiments of Yale back in the 60s, where he found that 66% or more of the subjects that he tested, if they're tricked, now this is a tricky, immoral experiment, unethical, but if they're tricked, they would shock a person that they don't know to death. in response to an order from somebody in a white lab coat or whatever, an authority figure. And this is, you know, when you think about this, Jeff, this is a flaw in our species, which could lead to our downfall. We have to be more cautious and skeptical about what our authority figures tell us. If nothing else, I mean, who did 9/11? Who killed John F. Kennedy? Who did Oklahoma City? Well, it is never the lone gunman, they told us. It's always the CIA and the military. You know, how long does it take us to figure this out? To pull the curtain back, to see what's been going on with the MK Ultra. You know, this guy, Tom O'Neill, has put together a nice book on that about it's called Chaos, and it's about the CIA. And he showed in this book, and this guy spent 20 years doing this research, that the Manson murders, okay, going all the way back to 1969, Manson was MK Ultra experimentee, and his mind controlled harem were also at the Haight-Ashbury free clinic. And who was overseeing that? It was Dr. Jolyon West of UCLA, who was one of the U.S. MK Ultra psychologists. Well, okay, so there's Jolly West, Dr. Jolly West, 1969, behind the scenes orchestrating this terrorist event, which was the Manson murders. Fast forward to 1967 with Robert F. Kennedy and Sirhan Sirhan. There's Jolly West again as the official psychologist. Fast forward to, I forgot about the Kennedys. Start out with the Kennedy administration, or the Kennedy assassination, 1963. He was the official psychologist of record for Jack Ruby. And he drove Jack Ruby clinically insane with some of these technologies. That was 1963. Okay, so we've got Ruby, Kennedy assassination, 1963. Jolly West is there. MK Ultra psychologist, psychiatrist. We got Sirhan Sirhan, 1967. We got Charles Manson, 1969. And his work goes all the way up to in 1996, the Murrow Building explosion, Oklahoma City, and Timothy McVeigh. He was the psychologist of record. So this is all MK Ultra. They're creating the mass shooters. They are creating the government is the terrorist. Duh. The FBI and the CIA create terrorists through these mind control programs and create the mass shooters, create the programmed serial killers. And of course, this is one of the benefits for them of the TI program, because a certain percentage of us, and I am one of them, will snap and then become susceptible to these suggestions and, you know, maybe hear voices of, maybe the voice of Satan says, you know, kill your mother, or says it's Satan. Maybe it'll say, you know, go wipe out the, you know, kids in that schoolyard. So this is how you keep the whole populace terrorized. And it is coming from our own Central Intelligence Agency, proven 1,000%. And of course, then we see you know, that great book by David McGowan, Weird Scenes Inside Laurel Canyon.
I had David on the program.
Oh, wonderful.
Too bad. We lost a good one. Yeah, he was.
Oh, my goodness. He's a hero. And he showed that basically a lot of these rock stars were, in fact, intelligence agents. Many of them, I think, were MK Ultra victims who like Phil Oakes, for instance, who were programmed, mind controlled. They had split personalities. And they could be switched from one to the next electronically but through hypnotism. In 1963, they had radio hypnotic intracerebral control, RHIC. 1963, that was perfected. And they're still using that, you know. So they're combining hypnotism with electronics and getting people to switch personalities, you know, in these multiple personality situations. Dissociative identity disorder is what they call it now.
DID, you bet. Yeah.
This is not acceptable. These people have to be called to the carpet. They have to be taken out. And of course, Donald Trump just a couple of days ago said, hey, our real enemy is the deep state. It's not Russia or China. And, of course, he's right on that.
Well, Donald,
the Donald.
He said so many right things, and he had 4 years. And what the hell did he do? Did he reverse this whole freight train to hell? No. He made an appointment after appointment that was catastrophic. And he walked out of office after having invited the cream of the crop of American patriotism to Washington on January the 6th. They were set up, they were taken down, and many of them are still in solitary confinement or prison right now. And he refused to pardon them, give them a blanket pardon, and left office. I don't know how people can forgive that. I also don't know how people can forgive that he continues to claim credit for Operation Warp Speed to get the bioweapon genocidal injection made available as quickly as possible. It was already in the pipeline, Donald. You didn't do it. All you did was claim credit for it, but he will not stop that. How many people have died? He's got problems, huge problems. He says the right things, but what does he do? Anyway, go ahead.
Points. You're absolutely right. But you know, on the other side, he has been fiercely targeted by these same operators.
I agree. I do look at it, although, honestly, as showbiz, soap opera, it's just garbage. It's not government. These are not people of integrity. None of them. They're garbage. Well, we don't have a government anymore. Anyway, that's just me talking. I'm not speaking for Eric. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, I think that the FBI, is the terror factory. I've got a book to that effect. They create the terrorism events. There are a number of lawsuits that have come out against, by targeted individuals. Many of them were coming out by Muslims because, of course, when after 9/11, the deep state targeted Muslims in particular, and many of them were, it was very obvious that they were set up and they were, taken out in that manner. And there's a huge backlog of legal lawsuits that have been filed, and I think they shifted it. Now the new terrorist, of course, is whites or dissidents or whoever, Christians. But the thing is that the dynamic is the deep state is doing this, and the CIA and the FBI and the NSA and the DHS work together with the interagency and. This is just not acceptable. I mean, we pay these people, and they are destroying our nation, and of course thousands and millions of individuals. And I have to tell you, Jeff, just off the cuff, my uncle was very high in the CIA, and he would often use kind of rhetorical questions. I remember in the early 2000s, he was probably 85 or something like that. And he just kind of in passing said, "What are we going to do with all these old people?" Well, now what they're going to do. They feel like they're our managers, you see. They feel like they are above the law. They are above the laws of God. Well,
essentially, they really are above all laws and answerable to nobody. Where's accountability? Show me. I'm speaking rhetorically. Show me some cases of these subhuman, satanic monsters being held accountable and to pay the price. You don't see it. Doesn't happen.
That's very, very depressing, isn't it? I mean, crime, it needs to be followed by punishment. If crimes are not punished, then, of course, they just get bigger and bigger, and that is what we've seen. And now what we're facing is truly horrific, it's global, and they are going for the control of the whole planet, and perhaps even to take out our species. And I think we start to see that this is, as you say, that what's behind this is non-human. And humans are used very cleverly by it, but the goals of post-human, transhuman, post-human brain-machine interfaces, brain-computer interfaces, brain-to-brain interfaces, this is a And I hold the scientists to account. I mean, the CIA psychiatrists were the top people in their field back in the 40s and 50s, and I think that's the case today. That they get the top people, they give them big contracts with the Pentagon and cooperating, corporations, etc. And these people are people like Charles Morgan that we talked about, people like Dr. James Giordano. Yeah. Yeah. And there's thousands and thousands of these people who are very excited about neuroscience and neurotech and what it can do. And we should be exposing these people and locking them up instead of giving them money to take us out, to find ways to torture us remotely. And yet that's what we do. So I would say, to be a TI is to be in an open air Guantanamo Bay electronic concentration camp. There's 24/7 surveillance on you. They know where you are at all the time, and they don't need microchips in your brain anymore. They figured out ways to get around that, and so they figure out your brain print and use your DNA and everything.
Absolutely. It's extraordinary. Oh yes. Tech. Oh yeah. We're just lab rats at their discretion, yeah, if they want.
Yeah, and of course that's a total contradiction of what this nation stands for, and so I do hope that we will, there'll be enough of us pushing back. Maybe they'll just self-destruct from their own evil, but I don't know.
I don't see it, because their own evil is the dominant energy on this planet right now, and it seems to be growing everywhere you look. The United Nations this last week, called for the end to all laws worldwide that prohibit adults from having sex with little children. A worldwide pedophilia green light. That's what the UN is calling for. And it's happening everywhere. This whole woke culture is the end. It's got traction. Why? Because the mainstream media, which is reality for most, is telling them that it's part of the terrain now. They're not arguing. People aren't arguing anymore. They're just accepting. It's bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. Never see it again, but it's only getting worse. That's just
Well, of course, absolutely. What you're talking about is demonic evil of the highest magnitude. Fritz Springmeier, did a lot of work on the Illuminati, creation of Illuminati slaves, and he estimated somewhere around 10 million sleepers or mind-controlled monarch slaves in America.
That was
20 years. And 100 million worldwide. And, of course, these are estimates. But these people who are sleepers, of course, would have multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity. Sort of, they could be triggered to play this or that role. So it could be a lot of these people that are so woke are indeed these sleepers. And it could be that a lot of these stalkers indeed are these sleepers as well, that are not operating out of their own, recognizance. They're, certainly they're in a chain of command, but they actually may be mind controlled themselves. So I think that, this mind control topic is huge. I think it must overlap a lot with the Frankenshots to get the different sectors of society on board to go along with this huge crime against humanity. I think they go together. And I do think that the mind that ultimately is behind these crimes is satanic. So people need to choose sides, as Catherine Austin Fitz says. It's choose good or evil now, because we're all going in a very, very evil direction, and we need to stand up and oppose it. We also need to get right with God and realize what Jesus said. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come on unto me, and anyone who harms them, it would be better than he wasn't born, and that a millstone would have cast into the
accountability. I wish we'd see more of it. I'm sick and tired of this stuff. Just they're releasing these judges now. These Marxist judges are releasing people after being involved in murders on their own recognizance. I've seen that. Or a piddly little bond or something. It's not justice, it's just us. That's it. That's the story. Many have said that, but that's the truth.
Yo, you're on your own. I'm reading now, finally, I'm getting around to reading a book I bought several years ago called CIA, The Cult of Intelligence by Marchetti and John Marks. Now, John Marks is the brilliant State Department guy who, in 1978, wrote the book In Search of the Manchurian Candidate, which exposed MKUltra. He did that through FOIA requests. And in this earlier book with ex-CIA Marchetti, he talks about how the CIA functions with all its tentacles into the legal, into the judges and into the corporations and all the front companies. And this is coming out of 1974, I believe. And it's fascinating to me. Of course, I was, 1974, I was just starting my career. And I'm very, very familiar with America at that time and realize how much power this cult, the CIA, this is a destructive cult. They do all these studies on destructive cults, but they are one of the master destructive cults when you look at the fruits of there's so much behind what's happening now. It's so sad. But of course, they always... even from the get-go, they were working for the central bankers, and that, I think, is probably the more powerful cult. And that brings us back, to the Masons, the Illuminati, and the...
It all loops back every time, sooner or later.
Yeah. But of course, our mutual friend Tex Mars, if he were here right now, he would have quite a bit to say about...
Can you imagine having Tex... around or Jim Mars around? It's great, great people, great minds. What they'd be saying.
Great heroes. My heroes have changed over the years, Jeff, and these people and John Marks, people like that would be right at the top of my list of heroes. These would not be people we would be normally put in front of us as heroes. But when you start to see what they did, in the time that they lived, in the courage they had, this is what we need. We need lots and lots of people to step up like that and do whatever they can to resist this satanic New World Order, which is very much a Jewish New World Order, as Tex Mars was willing to say. This culmination of a 3,000-year plan. And, of course, the Masons are all involved in it, too.
You bet.
Being a Gentile front for the same black magic death cult, right, which is essentially what it is.
Yeah, Tex always told it, just like Jim did, told it straight. We don't have people like that around anymore. They don't talk. They're afraid. A lot of people are afraid.
Yeah, I think you're better off resisting than complying at this point. And people are conditioned, I think, and easily manipulated with these mind control, and of course with the clot shot or the Franken shot, whatever. This is all an enormous project to control individuals and take us down, enslave us, etc. But I do believe in God, and I do believe we're in the incredible struggle now between the forces of good and evil, and I do believe it's God's universe and not Satan. So we know how the book of Revelation ends, and Satan goes down in flames, and his minions as well are bundled and burned by the angels, But I don't think we're better advised to just sit back. I think we need to, as Joan Vian would say, stand in the gap. We need to do what we can to expose and defeat this New World Order.
There's another great name, Joan. What a gal. I think she went personally to over 100, if I'm remembering right, and I think I am, of these international globalist meetings. Whatever you want to call them. I don't know, confabs. Davos, all of them. She used to go personally and talk her way in as a journalist and talk to these people. She always had a handle on it. She was really something. Anyway.
Small but mighty. Small but mighty.
Yes.
Dynamite comes in small packages. And I encourage your audience, you know, find these heroes and try to, just emulate them, do what you can. They're gone, but we're not.
Become familiar with them and look at what they were doing. Just extraordinary. All right, Eric, thank you. It's great to have you back, and we'll stay in touch. Have you on in a few weeks. Keep me posted. Be safe and enjoy.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Good to talk to you again.
And all right, have a good day. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Professor Eric Carlstrom, we'll be right back. Big hour coming up next with David Oates. Don't miss it.